Hello from outstandingpublicspeaking.com. Today's topic is using stories in public speaking. Stories. What do you think if you hear the word stories? Stories, I immediately think of something really interesting. I have to think back when I was a little kid. My mom or grandma especially, she was reading stories to us. And it was just great. And we wanted to have another story and another story and another story. And today, if you are an adult person, although you don't think you like stories, you do like stories. And this is from experience. If you have a training, or speech, or public speech, then you tell about a topic, and then if you implement to make to clear out the point, if you are using a story, what will happen? Two things. First, people are listening to stories. They love stories. So your audience is much more attentive if you tell them, okay, is this okay if I tell you a little story? Yes, they go like this. Really, they love to listen to stories. And secondly, if you tell stories, people can remember the stories better in regards to the topic you wanted to deliver. So especially if you are talking about a topic which is not that interesting, about, I don't know, numbers or whatever it is, and then you illustrate the message by using a story, is increasing the people to listen more, to listen closely, the willingness to listen. Now I got the word. They are more willing to listen to the story. Okay, let's do an example. If you told the people that you have an increase of a total of, let's say, 33% of your sales, for example, ask yourself, what can you imagine or what are you thinking of if you are hearing an increase of 33%? The number 33 is pretty abstract. Because 33%, how much is 100%? People have to know the worst. So if you give a number, let's say you are selling cars, and then if this speech is to your salesperson and they know your location, and let's say you have a parking spot, a parking area on your property, and let's assume there are fitting 100 cars on those parking spots. And then you put the number 33% in a parking spot example. And then it goes like this. Okay, well, last year we were selling about 3 times our whole parking spot, which means 300 cars. Because if you look outside there, if every parking spot is filled, we have 100 cars, and we sold 3 times our entire parking spot. That was our number last year. This year, we managed, and thanks to you guys, the sales guys, we managed to sell 3 times the whole parking spot. And now, look to the fence post, the first fence post right next to the gate, till the second post of the light. Maybe you have a light post. And this is about 30 cars and another three more, let's say roughly. And then they get the idea. That many cars. Okay, that's one way, for example, to illustrate your numbers. Another way is if you have experienced something earlier in your life, or you have read a story in a book, then you can tell the story. For example, if you're talking about trust and belief, do people really believe in something? How much do they believe? And then you can just tell the story that some people, I don't judge if it's true or not, I'm just telling the story, okay? There are people who are believing in God and then they pray. Or maybe they believe in Buddha or Allah, whoever it is, or the universe, and they pray. Please, God, make it rain. This wasn't this example. I think it was somewhere in the US, in Texas, people had a drought, or the country had a drought. No rain since weeks. Everything was dry. So the locals, they decided to meet on Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and come together and pray together, because they have a theory that if they pray together, if they really believe that if they pray, it's gonna rain, then it will rain. So the whole town went there to the public place and they prayed. And then there was one kid. It was hot, really sunny day, hot. And one kid was carrying an umbrella with him, an umbrella. And then someone went, why are you carrying this umbrella? Because it said, and then the kid said, well, we are going there to pray for rain. And if it starts raining, we need an umbrella. So the kid believed it's going to rain after they have prayed for rain. And all the adults, they just prayed. And they were not thinking about, or they didn't believe that it's really going to rain. So they didn't think of an umbrella. So maybe this is a little story. If you like to talk about, or if the topic is belief and trust, if you trust in something, then of course you're expecting results. You're expecting consequences. You're expecting changes. You see? And this story, I read it somewhere. I can't tell you in which book or audio or whatever, but I remember the story because the story is sticking better in your mind because it's nice and it makes sense. Okay, therefore, I urge you, if you do public speaking, really try to put, for example, numbers into stories, or if you like to underline something, try to find a story which fits to the topic, which illustrates and underlines the message you want to bring to your audience. Okay, that's it for today. I hope to see you soon. Have a great one. Bye-bye.